Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, September 13th. You'll be interested to know, 34 years ago, today in 1990, the law enforcement series Law and Order debuted on the NBC television network. The show became one of the longest-running primetime television dramas in the United States. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. It looks like we're in for a beautiful Saturday, with plenty of sunshine and temperatures reaching around 79, accompanied by a light northeast breeze. Tonight, expect some patchy fog after 1 a.m. with a low of 60 and gentle winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Friday will be at 8:30 with the low tide just after 9:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 67 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect patchy fog in the mornings through Tuesday, clearing by mid-morning. Sunny days will have highs from 76 to 84 degrees with light southwest winds. Nights will be mostly clear to cloudy with lows in the upper 50s to low 60s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, a new wave of hotel strikes has emerged in Boston and New Haven, Connecticut, while a strike continues at a Hilton-affiliated property in Southern California. Hundreds of hotel workers, including housekeepers, front desk agents, cooks, and more, are participating in the strikes as part of the Unite Here labor union. They are demanding higher wages, better working conditions, and increased employee protections. Meanwhile, workers at the Sheraton Grand Sacramento Hotel have voted to strike, and strikes have been authorized in several other cities. The current strikes in Boston will last 3 days, while the duration in New Haven remains uncertain. Now on to sports. Last night, the Buffalo Bills dominated the Miami Dolphins, winning 31-10. James Cook scored 3 touchdowns for Buffalo, while Tua Tagovailoa left the game with a concussion. Buffalo now leads the AFC East with a 2-0 record. Looking ahead to Sunday afternoon, the Cincinnati Bengals face the Kansas City Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium at 4:25 p.m. in a highly anticipated AFC showdown. Joe Burrow will look to rebound after the Bengals' narrow Week 1 loss to the Patriots, while Patrick Mahomes, fresh off a 2-touchdown performance in Week 1, aims to lead the Chiefs to their first win of the season. Kansas City is favored, and with Mahomes' playmaking ability and home field advantage, they'll be tough to beat. This high-energy contest has playoff implications, and key matchups include Ja'Marr Chase against Kansas City's secondary and Burrow versus the Chiefs' pass rush. For Sunday night football, the Chicago Bears take on the Houston Texans. Chicago is looking to bounce back after their season opening loss to the Bills, while the Texans, off to a strong start, aim to continue their momentum. In local sports, the Red Sox lost a tough one last night to the Yankees, 2-1 in 10 innings. Josh Winkowski took the loss in relief, and the offense struggled with just one RBI from Tyler O'Neill. Tonight, the Red Sox look to even the series at Yankee Stadium with Tanner Houck starting against Clark Schmidt, with first pitch at 7:05 p.m. On Saturday, Boston College, ranked 24th, heads to Missouri for a critical matchup against the 6th-ranked Tigers. The Eagles, sitting at 2-0, will need a strong effort to stay undefeated, with kickoff set for 12:45 a.m. Sunday, the Pats take on the Seattle Seahawks at Gillette Stadium. Coming off a solid Week 1 win, the Patriots are currently 3.5-point underdogs with an over-under of 42. New England will look to continue its momentum, while Seattle, led by Geno Smith, comes in at 1-0, making this a key early season test for both teams. In top news, a 4th ape has died from a Shigella infection at the Jacksonville Zoo and Gardens, according to a recent announcement on Facebook. Kevin, a 3-year-old Western Lowland gorilla, succumbed to the illness despite showing signs of recovery at times. The zoo reported that 3 other apes, including another lowland gorilla and 2 brother bonobo monkeys, had previously died from the outbreak. The zoo is focused on addressing the needs of the apes and is experiencing significant progress in treatment. However, Shigella is highly infectious, and recovery may take time to fully resolve. In business news, Petco Health and Wellness has seen an impressive stock surge, rising 33% on Wednesday, followed by an 11% increase on Thursday. This jump comes amid buzz from a fan-operated Reddit account linked to Keith Patrick Gill, known as Roaring Kitty, although there is no indication that Gill has invested in Petco. Despite reporting weak second-quarter results, Petco has a new CDO, Joel Anderson, who aims to improve profitability. Investors are urged to focus on the company's fundamentals rather than the whims of social media, as the numbers still show challenges ahead. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $57,900. Ethereum is just under $2,400. Then Solana is $135. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Late Thursday evening, Oprah Winfrey hosted a special titled, AI and the Future of Us, featuring guests such as OpenAI CDO Sam Altman and current FBI Director Christopher Wray. The discussion was marked by a tone of skepticism. Oprah expressed concern that AI is still beyond our control, emphasizing the need for caution as humanity adapts to this technology. Altman discussed the importance of safety testing AI systems, but faced criticism for overstating their capabilities. Meanwhile, Wray highlighted rising issues like AI-driven sextortion and disinformation, urging Americans to remain vigilant. Bill Gates provided a contrasting perspective, optimistic about AI's potential in education and medicine. And in entertainment news, Francis Ford Coppola is taking legal action against Variety magazine, seeking $15 million for libel. This lawsuit stems from claims in a July 26 article that suggested Coppola acted with impunity on the set of his film Megalopolis. The article included videos that allegedly showed the director attempting to kiss young female extras. Coppola's suit asserts that the sources for these claims were unreliable, as they signed a non-disclosure agreement. He emphasizes his respect for all involved in the film and condemns the use of surreptitious video for financial gain. Meanwhile, an extra from the film has also filed a lawsuit against Coppola for civil battery and assault. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American industrialist and founder of the Ford Motor Company, Henry Ford. And he said, "When everything seems to be going against you, remember that the airplane takes off against the wind, not with it." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.